It tells about the women that go every spring from house to house with, and they sing at the doors of everyone's house and wish them good peace and good health for the whole year to come. And we really want to thank you very much for being able to share this with us today.
I hope you had as bad a night as we had. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah, well, we'll begin with, as always, the Boys of the Loch, an Irish reel that we took our name from. We've been called various things on our travels, not only here but in England, because they don't seem to be able to pronounce that word, L-O-U-G-H. It's Loch, but we've been called, in England we were called the Boys of the Plough, which wasn't too bad really, you just put a P in front of it. Then we were called the Boys of the Laugh, which may or may not be a reasonable sort of mistake. Then over here we've been called the Brothers Low. The Boys of the Low, and then we got a French-Canadian name up in Buffalo. We're called the Boys of the Loche. So, anyway, we're the Boys of the Loch. We'd play the Boys of the Loch, an Irish reel, and then another reel called Cooley's Reel.
Thank you.
thank you. When the boys are tuning up here, I'll tell you about the next set of tunes. There are two Shetland tunes, two descriptive tunes, or at least one of them is a descriptive tune, or meant to be. It's called, in Shetland dialect, A Yow Came to Our Door Yarman, which means a she-sheep came up to our door and made a noise. And it's sort of, you can hear the bleat in it, especially on the fiddle. The fiddle, you know, obviously the fiddle is the best instrument for it. We'll play that one, and then another tune called Christmas Day in the Morning. And Christmas Day in the Morning was a very peculiar tune because it was played by a man on an island for the laird. And if he played it, he always played it on Christmas Day in the Morning. And if he played it well, the laird gave him his land free for the year and his cottage, so he didn't have to pay rent. So it meant he was, well, he wasn't well off, but at least he could live. Then all the other fiddlers started to play it, but it didn't work. Sing a song called, somebody asked for it, I don't know, he asked Cahill to ask me to sing it, so it's very hot. A song called Sally Monroe, and it's a song that comes from Gavin Gregg collection, but it's sung over here as well because I saw it in a collection down in Kenny Goldstein's or somewhere with a couple of extra verses in it, and it's also sung up in Michigan, but it mentions a lot of places in Ulster where Cahill and I come from, so I thought it was a nice song, and I didn't have a tune for it. So I used a tune that possibly a lot of you'll know, a tune called General Monroe. It's a sort of 1798 rebellion song from Ireland, a very sort of warlike song. And yet, in spite of that, you know, the tune being a warlike tune, it fits in very, very nicely into a love song called Sally Monroe. Come all you young lassies, I pray you attend unto these few verses that I have here penned. I'll tell of the hardships that I did undergo with a lovely young lassie called Sally Monroe. James Dixon's my name, I'm a blacksmith to tread. In the town of Ayr I was born and bred. From that town to Belfast to work I did go, and there I first met with young Sally Monroe. I love this young lassie as dear as my life. Aye, it was my intention to make her my wife. Ah, but dear as I loved her, her parents said no, which caused me to mourn for young Sally Monroe. Oft times I do sigh with a pain at the breast for the fairest of damsels, the girl I love best. But my master's employment enforced me to go to a place far distant from Sally Monroe. For 6 months and better, no word did I hear about this fair damsel, the girl I love dear, till one bright summer's evening down about Sandy Road. It's who should I meet but young Sally Monroe. And I told her if she'd come to Newry with me, in spite of her parents, it's married we'd be. She says no objections have I far to go, if you'll only prove constant to Sally Monroe. Here is my hand, love, and here is my heart. Till death separate us, we never will part. I am that afternoon wed to young Sally Monroe. It was at Warren's Point the ship Newry lay, with 300 passengers already for sea. We both cleared our passage for Quebec also, and there I embarked with young Sally Monroe. On the 14th of April, our ship had set sail, and she bore down the channel on a sweet, charming gale. But the parting of friends made some salt tears to flow. I was quite happy with Sally Monroe. On the second evening, there came a great shock, when all of a sudden our boat struck a rock. There was none could be saved that was there down below, and in amongst the number I lost Sally Monroe. Many's a husband that day lost his wife, aye, and children he loved far dearer than life. Yet I was preserved for the salt tears to flow. I mourn when I think on young Sally Monroe. It was from her parents I stole her away, which will be on my conscience till my dying day. But it was not to harm her that ever I did so, and I cry when I think on young Sally Monroe.
Yeah. got very hot here.
It can affect the instruments a little bit.
Ali and Dave are going to play a couple of tunes. I don't know what they're going to play. What are they going to play?
Yeah, we thought about playing reels. And then we decided to play reels. Now we're regretting it because the sound is up there. Anyway, we're going to play them. I think if you all got up and danced, then we'd all be in the same boat. You'd be sweating too, and then.
This song is a chorus, and if you'd like to join in, that is, if it's not too hot. It's not very complicated, it's just tantan and ah. If you'd like to join in, I'd much appreciate it.
I don't appreciate it much.
I am a ramblin' Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's the happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Loch Erin. For to live poor I could not endure, like others of my station. To America I sailed away and left this Irish nation. Right, tantanana, tantanana, right, tantananurinana. The night before I went away, I spent it with my darling from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning. But when that we were going to part, we linked in each other's arms. You may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Right, tantanana, tantanana, right, tantanana, rananandy. The very first night I slept on board, I dreamt about my Nancy. I dreamt I held her in my arms, and well, she pleased my fancy. But when I woke out of my dream and I found my bosom empty, you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented. Right, tantanana, tantanana, right, tantanana, rananandy. When we arrived at the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia. So let every lass link with her land, blue jacket and white trousers. Let every lad link with his lass, blue petticoat and white flounces. Right, tantanana, tantanana, right, tantanana, rananandy. Right, tantanana, tantanana, right, tantanana, rananandy.
We've got a harp player with us from Scotland, a girl who plays Scottish harp, Alison Kinnaird. It's sort of thinly disguised Irish harp, really.
There you go again.
But yeah, it's sort of the same as an Irish harp, but it's called the Clarsach in Scotland. And Alison's going to play a tune with us that we played last night, Keen Your Rue in the Morning, a lament for Owen Rowe. Alison, come on ahead. We didn't play it last night with Alison because in the humidity that there was last night, while she's playing the instrument, it sort of goes out of tune, you know. You think guitar players have trouble. Well, there's 32 strings on this, so it's a sort of night's work. And while Alison's making sure she's in tune, I'll tell you about the lament. It's a lament called Keen Your Rue, and it's a lament for Owen Rowe. And Owen Rowe was either... Owen Rowe O'Neill, the Irish soldier and patriot who got rid of the English for a short while in the 17th century. But being as they were, they came back again. And you'd have had the same trouble in America, only had 3,000 miles to go, you see. That's what saved you. The thing about Owen Rowe was that although he was a patriot and soldier, and sort of myths have grown up around him, you know, the story is that Owen Rowe died when he was poisoned by his enemies, who in fact happened to be the people of his own nation, his own people, really, the O'Neills and all these other people. But in fact, if you look into it, he died from a severe case of syphilis, which is not so heroic, or perhaps it is. It all depends how you contact it. I don't know. And then the other guy that it might be about is a guy called Owen Rowe O'Sullivan, or a man called Owen Rowe O'Sullivan, who was a poet. And he was a Wexford poet, a Gaelic poet, one of the great bards. And he died a strange death as well. He died from a severe case of hammer being dropped on his head at one point in his life, or at least at the end of his life, in fact. But anyway, we'll play you Keen Your Rue, and then we go into the Morning Dew after it.
Give me a vibe check and the tuning.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Boys of
out, and that's why we call him Young Derry Down.
out. And the next to come in it is Beelzebub, and on his shoulder he carries a club, and in his hand a dripping pan. He reckons himself a jolly old man. And the next to come in it is Phillips the groom. He married a princess, he sleeps in her room. He married a princess, a cunning old boy. He's always loved horses since he was a boy. And the last to come in is the horse Tricky Dick. We know he's a bugger, but he can't make it stick. He's ridden this country both early and late, and the jump that he fell at was the old water gate. One, two, three, jolly lads, all in one mind. We're come a soul caking, and we hope you'll prove kind. And we hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. And we'll come no more nigh you until the next year.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather round.
Make a fire and strike a light, that is, if you can.
Four in this house, there's going to be a dreadful fight.
Between King George and the Black Prince.
My son, my only flesh and blood.
Get back here.
Whether win, lose, fight, or fail,
we all hope King George will win.
Oops, yes, sir.
Step in, King George, and clear the way.
In comes I, King George, a champion bold.
Hey!
Hey!
Well, I like my son better.
I've won £10,000 in gold.
That's
$24,392.73 US. T'was I who slew the mighty dragon and brought him to his throne.
I was there.
And by that means I won the king of Egypt's daughter. I've traveled this world round and never a man of my equals have I found.
No one's too short for you.
And if you doubt the words I say, step in, Black Prince, and clear the way.
In comes I, Black Prince of Paradise, born of high renown. This night I've come to take King George's life and courage down.
Oh, I know you're
the if punch. That be he that standeth there, that slew my master, son and heir, if that be he of royal blood, I'll make it flow like Noah's flood.
You get him.
Mind what thou seest.
I say what I mean.
Stand back, you black Morocco dog.
Racist!
Or by my sword you'll die. I'll pierce thy body full of holes.
Yeah.
And make thy buttons fly.
Yeah. How canst thou pierce my body full of holes and make my buttons fly? When my body's made of iron, my sword and head's of steel, my fingers and toes are double jointed. I challenge thee to yield or prepare.
George is slain.
He's got such a mean fellow.
boy, how camest thou to be a doctor?
By my travels I came to be a doctor.
Yon was the devil.
Oh, icky bicky France and Spain, 3 times round the West Indies and back again. And now to old England I've come to cure diseases again.
Well, listen, what diseases canst thou cure? He's got a killer here.
I can cure the imp, the gimp, the girl, the gout, the pain within, the pain without. And if there's 19 devils in a man's heart, I can cast 20 out. And in my bag, I have spectacles for blind bumblebees.
Let's have a look.
Plaster for broken black named dumps. Scalpels. Things. Surgical things. Chickens.
You make nice soup with this. What do you
think? Aye. Here it is.
Fine. My son, wait. What is he going to do?
Got any matzo balls?
Oh, matzo balls.
How's he doing, Doc?
Athlete's foot.
Oh, my son never plays athlete.
He's dead, all right.
Oh, that silly man.
Here, Doc. Yes.
What are you giving to my son? I can feed him anything he needs.
Take a sip from this bottle. Let it pour down your thrittle throttle.
You drink, like he says.
Now, Jack, put eyes and fight thy battle. For ladies...
You shouldn't have been, I told you. Not
all ladies and gentlemen standing around, I'm glad to say that this man is safe and sound as any man on England's ground. Arise!
The silly man, the dyed man never stirs.
Oh, me back!
What ails thy back, my son? What ails it?
My back is broken. Oh. My heart is confounded. Knocked out 7 senses into 14 score, sometimes which has never been known in old England before.
Well, I've been around for a long time.
Never fear, for I have another little bottle here.
Thank goodness.
In my pocket, my breeches pocket. In my socks, my shoes, my jacket. Ah, here we are.
Aye.
It's a little bottle my grandfather sent me from Spain.
Oh,
it's called Iki Oki, Enemy Pokey.
Oh, that one.
Don't touch it. Okay. I know you're a sucker for this kind of thing. Aye. Here, Jack.
Wait. Just before you do, let me check. Okay, it's all right.
This bottle down, your little throttle.
Ooh.
And now, Jack, arise and fight thy battle. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to... That's enough. I'm proud to say that this man is safe and sound as any man on England's ground. Arise, Jack, arise!
He who fights and runs away
to live, fight another day.
If you listen to him, you'll be healthy.
If you don't believe these words I say, step in, Derry Doubt, and clear the way. In comes I, young Derry Doubt, with my shirt lap hanging out. 5 yards in and 5 yards out, and out with little Derry Doubt. And if you don't believe these words I say, step in, Beelzebub. Clear the way.
Aye, not him again.
In comes the Beelzebub. And on my shoulder I carry my club. And in my hand my dripping pan. And I think myself a jolly old man. Oh, I can suck paint pots dry with any man.
Oh, ridiculous.
And if you don't believe me, just try me.
I will one day.
Okay, I'll take you up on that. Early on Wednesday morning, late upon Saturday night.
That doesn't make
I looked
sense.
1,000 miles away and I seen a house just out of sight.
Oi, what?
Its walls projected backwards. And its front was rounded back. It stood alone between 2 more and it were whitewashed black.
Rubbish.
I spent 6 months at Nutford Jail, making a whip crack out of Mimosa's tail. I can creep and crawl like a big black snail. And if you don't believe these words I say, step in, white horse, and clear the way.
In comes Satan on Dolly's men. He's come to kill thee once again. He was once alive, but now he's dead. He's got a poor old horse's head. Now stand around, Dick. Show thyself. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just look around. Thou hast never seen a finer horse stand in England's ground. He's double whipped, he's sound footed, and a splendid horse in any case. But by gum, ride him if you can.
Hey! Get away from me, you dirty animal.
Well, as you see, Dick's getting old. So I put this old bag on him to keep him from the cold. He's getting more furrows in his forehead than there are furrows in an acre of fresh blue ground. But he's still good, strong, and sound. He's got an eye like a hawk, a neck like a swan, a pair of ears like a lady's pocketbook. So read them as they come. Every time he opens his mouth, his head's half off. Every tooth in his mouth stands rink, jink, and jank like a regiment of pickled onions.
Pickled onions?
If you look down his mouth, you'll see the dirty heels of his socks.
That's what the pickled onions look like.
How does it smell, though? He's a very fine horse. He's very well bred. On Antrepa's oats, this horse has been fed. He's won the Derby and the Yokes and finished up pulling an old milk float. So stand around, Dick, and show yourself. Well, this horse was born on Antrepa's moss, where, as you all know, the crows fly tail first. And just before he was born, he shot his old mother to save her being drowned.
Boy, don't you give my son any ideas.
No, he was fed night and day with a spoon. And at one time, he could dance to any old tune. Come on, Dick, give a dance. Well, as you see, Dick's getting old in one leg. And with his leg, he's forced to beg. And what he asks, it is but small. So now, all you kind ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you to open up your hearts. We are collecting for Dick a new spring cart. Not one for him to draw. Oh, no, no. One for him to ride in. And while your money and your hands are in your pockets, we're collecting for Sing Out, a magazine. And we hope that you all dig deep down as well. And if you don't believe these words I say, ask all these other blokes. They're bigger liars than me.
I'm a liar.
And now, Dick, show the obedience to the best friends. And now to the worst.
And now our play is ended. We can no longer stay. But with your kind permission, we'll call another day. And before we do, we'll have you to know, we'll have you to understand. We're a credit.
Give generously for Sing Out the Folk Song magazine, and they need it. 1950s night, and show 1950s rock and roll movies, and have a contest to see who can come dressed in the most 1950s attire, and have hula hoop contests, and just all kinds of funny things. They don't do it for the money. It's really a non-profit situation, and they just have a good time. And if you ever get a chance to go up to Toronto, visit Fiddler's Green. Just a wonderful place. The play they performed is a traditional form of folk drama that's generally done at Christmas. And it's very, very, very old. And there are a lot of hints of resurrection in there. And also, I first heard it Fiddler's Green. Oh, I should do an announcement. Here's one announcement. It says, Julie. Well, that's all I'll do. Because I'd like to introduce the next person. I heard him at Fiddler's Green, and I was trying to think about what to say about him. I decided I don't want to say anything. He's describable, but it's more fun just to watch and listen to the incredible Leon Redbone.
By Jimmy Rogers, QC. I've been so blue and lonesome too ever since you went away. My poor heart yearns for you both night and day. Since you're gone, the stars don't seem to shine. You are always on my mind. I'm so unhappy, I want just you. Ah, but there'll come a time you'll miss me and you'll be blue. There'll come a time you want me, no one else will do. Sweet baby, your heart will long for my loving, and you see that you were wrong. I know you will sigh, maybe sometimes cry, but then I'll be long gone. Sweet baby, hurry home or I'll be gone. Hurry home or I'll be gone. Right from the start, I gave all my love to you. I never dreamed that you could be untrue. You had ways of loving all your own. That's what made me leave my happy home. Now that you're gone, I'm left all alone. Ah, but there'll come a time you'll miss me and you'll be blue. There'll come a time you want me, no one else will do. Sweet baby, your heart will long for my loving, and you see that you were wrong. And I know you will sigh, maybe sometimes cry, but then I'll be long gone. Sweet baby, hurry home or I'll be gone. Hurry home, or I'll be gone.
That was a song they recorded sometime in the early 30s, around 31, 30. With an orchestra. This is another song where Jimmy Rogers recorded. Around the same time without the orchestra.
Nobody knows the jailhouse blues till you get within four walls. The old jailer man turns that big black key, that's when your spirit falls. You drag yourself up to the bars while you gaze out at the stars. This is what you say: why did I stray from the righteous path? Nobody knows but me. There on the outside you all can laugh, I don't need your sympathy. After I've paid for the liquor I sold, I leave this place with my weight in gold. So why did I stray from the righteous path? Nobody knows but me. You uptight, but they treat you fair. You get everything that you need in there. That's just why you say, why did I stray from the righteous path? Nobody knows but me. There on the outside you all can laugh, I don't need your sympathy. After I've paid for the liquor I sold, I leave this place with my weight in gold. So why did I stray from the righteous path? Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
Next. There's a song about put out somewhere in the 30s, recorded by Fats Waller, sung in a movie by Dick Powell and the Mills Brothers. You might have heard it, I'm sure some of you have heard it, called Lulu's Back in Town. Where's that callous chambermaid? What'd she do with my razor blade? She misplaced it, I'm afraid. That'll never do. Ask her when she cleaned my room, what she did with my perfume. I can't lose it, I got to use it, 'cause Lulu's back in town. Got to get my old tuxedo pressed, got to sew a button on my vest, 'cause tonight I got to look my best, 'cause Lulu's back in town. Got to find a half a buck somewhere, shine my shoes and slick my hair, 'cause I'll get me a fresh button now, 'cause Lulu's back in town. You can tell all your pets, all you blondes and brunettes, Mr. Leon regrets, or he just won't be around. You can tell the man not to call, won't be back until the late fall, and I may never get back at all, 'cause Lulu's back in town. Dee-dee-bum, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, dee-dee-bum, dee-beep, dee-dee-bum, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. You can tell a man not to call, won't be back until the fall, and I may never get back at all, 'cause Lulu's back in town. Yeah, Change key, and then I place on a key ring. Let's see. Cabman, get away from my house at night. Cabman, get away from my house at night. Pound around my back door when I'm gone, well, you know it ain't right. I went home last night at the noise that my wife was there. Went home last night at the noise that my wife was there. She said, don't be too suspicious, there wasn't anything but a cat. I've been all around the world, taking all kinds of chance. Been all around the world, taking all kinds of chance. Never seen a cat come home in a pair of pants. Cabman, get away from my house at night. Cabman, get away from my house at night. Round around my back door when I'm gone, well, you know it ain't right. It's a cat got nine lives, and I believe that's true. It's a cat got nine lives, and I believe that's true. That man got nine lives, gonna need them when I get through. There's another tune recorded by Fats Waller. It was also taken out from a movie. There's a movie with the Fred Astaire, I believe. This one is in the key of C called Don't Let It Bother You. This one here? Okay. Too good. Oh. Things start getting you down. Your wife runs off with a milkman. Undertaker dies on you. You got nobody to bury you. Well, don't let it worry you. Don't let it bother you when things go wrong. If you glum, just hum this song. Good luck will come along. Don't let it bother you if now and then you may stumble, never grumble. Count from 1 through 10. You know, frown is a smile upside down. turn every frown upside down and smile and sing. Yip, yip, daddy, oh, diddy, oh, boat, oh, don't let it bother you. If the skies are gray, learn to grin, take it on the chin, everything will be okay. Diddy, 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 bop, diddy, diddy, oh, boat, oh, diddy, bop, diddy. Oh, diddy, 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 oh, diddy, oh, diddy, diddy. But don't let it bother you. If now and then you may stumble, never from the cut from 1 to 10. You know, frown is a smile upside down. Turn that frown upside down and smile and sing. Don't let it bother you. If now and then you may stumble, never from the cut from 1 to 10. Bop dee blop boom, dee dee bop dee 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 boom, dee dee bop dee. Dee 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 bop dee 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 dee. Next one is something taken from a recording by Blind Bleak. And this is a strange recording for Bleak because it isn't like anything else that he might have played. And I'm not even going to play it like he played it. But this is a song that he recorded. I'm going to play it in C. I think he played it in C2. C1. It's a crazy song entitled Champagne Charlie. I went to see my true love, I ain't been there before. Her feet and stockings down and her feet all over the floor. Champagne Charlie is my name, Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name, by golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. I went down to Louisville, I ain't been there before. Great big bully knocked me down and I ain't going back no more. Champagne Charlie is my name, Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name, by golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. I went to see young lady, I ain't been there before. What? Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name, by golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. Ha, ha. I got drunk last night and all the night before. I ain't gonna get drunk no more, and I ain't gonna. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name, by golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. Whoa! I went to see my true love, ain't been there before. Feet and stockings in her hand and her feet all over the floor. Champagne Charlie's name, Champagne Charlie's name. Champagne Charlie's name, by golly, and roving and stealing is a game. What's a game? I got drunk last night, all the night before. I ain't gonna get drunk no more, and I ain't gonna. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie's name. Champagne Charlie's name, by golly, and Rogan is stealing his game. Play that now. Yeah!
Named Bruce Coburn wrote a song called Musical Friends, which we'd like to learn sometime. And we're beginning to feel that very strongly. Musical Friends is an important thing to us. Abby Newton and Eric, want to come on up? You in tune? Tell you what, Marty, why don't we sit in the middle on this bench?
It's a lot nicer in the daylight.
We've been meeting more and more musical people, and we love to make musical friends, and that's part of what we'd just like to play for you today. This tune, these two tunes, Lagani and Another Reel, come from New Brunswick, and were taught to us by Gilles Lozier, who plays the bass for Philippe Bruno and Les Ultra and Les Dancer, and they'll be on soon. Gilles is in Canada today to perform with Jean Carignon at a fest not far from Montreal, and he's coming back tomorrow, and he's bringing Jean Carignon with him. Okay. And the cello player is Abby Newton. She played with us for the first time last winter. It was very strange. We knew that we were going to be making a record, and I knew, although not exactly where and for what songs, I knew we would need a cello. And I heard that there was a cello player with the Putnam County String Band.
Putnam String County Band, please.
I thought on Sundays it was a Putnam County String Band.
Today's Saturday.
That's the trouble. It's not... That's the problem. The Putnam String County Band. I knew that there was a cellist there, and I didn't know anything about him or her. I heard that it was a girl, and I just knew that she was the cellist that we wanted. And at the festival last year, walking through the festival grounds, I saw a girl sitting on the ground, and I knew that was her. And I said, "You must be the cellist." And she said, "Yes." "How did you know?" I said, "I don't know how I knew." That was Abby Newton, and we met, and I said, "I want you for our record next winter," and she said, "Fine," and she came up, and it just worked out beautifully. I wish everything were that simple. And Eric Schoenberg, who's an old friend from New York and from Toronto, too. Lagani. Lagani is a dirty song. Si maman voulait lagani, lagani, si maman voulait lagani, lagani means if ma's willing tonight, we're gonna rag. Thank you. Abby and Eric to come back later to play another tune with us. When Bob Beers started to play fiddle, he learned from his grandpa, George Sullivan, a long time ago when he was a kid. And when he started to play professional folk music, he was disturbed at the lack of varying kinds of fiddle music. At that time, it just seemed all to be taken up with Southern Mountain hoedown type stuff. And he stuck very tenaciously with the tunes that he learned. And I was surprised when I first heard it, because I came out of the hoedown school, although I played banjo. And he was a super classical type violinist when he wanted to be, yet he played these tunes very simply and very straight, very, very beautifully, although I didn't quite recognize the beauty at first. Since then, fiddle music happily has grown in many different directions, and we're hearing all kinds of fiddle music at the festival. I'm very glad about that. I'd like to play a tune called Seamus O'Brien that Bob used to play and Marty was singing.
And forever be happy with me.
Gordon Bach to be here this year, but he was here last year and he felt that he should give someone else his place. And Gordon will be here next year, we hope. He's promised us anyway. He's good. He visited us a few months ago and taught us this song. It's called The Little River Buoy, and it's about a man who's singing to a buoy. He's a fisherman. When he comes home, when he comes back into port at night, it's a small bay and it's a narrow inlet, and sometimes when the fog is out, he just hopes that the sea is rough enough so that the buoy will whistle in the waves, because otherwise he won't be able to see the inlet and he'll have to guess how to come in. But this particular time, there's been an accident out at sea apparently, and he's dead, and he's singing the song while lying face down in the water.
Took me back. Whistle.